This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This is From the Top, where outstanding young musicians come to play. I'm your host, Peter Dugan. You just heard the scherzo from the piano quintet of Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by the Versailles Quintet, a group of teenagers from Illinois who appeared on From the Top way back in 2001 after taking second prize in the junior division of the Fischoff Chamber Music Competition. We'll spend this episode highlighting the young musicians who have journeyed to the Fischoff, a renowned hub for chamber music education and the site of the annual competition situated in South Bend, Indiana. The Fischoff Chamber Music Competition just celebrated their 50th anniversary, 50 years of incredible connection, creative expression, and a shared love of chamber music. I know I've loved chamber music since my very first piano trio in seventh grade when I was playing with my brother and my best friend. To share music with people you love and really commune with one another through the musical language, there's just no greater joy. From the Top has been collaborating with the Fischoff for over 20 years to share the music and stories of some of its junior competitors. Some of them took home first, some took home second, but each young musician you'll hear from today carries with them a work ethic and positive attitude that's geared towards making beautiful music and having fun in the process. When the Versailles Quintet was on our show, that's the group you just heard perform the Shostakovich, the then 17-year-old pianist Stephanie Nillis talked to us about what it meant for the group to sacrifice their free time in order to play the music they loved.
Well, I think obviously there's a lot of things that we like to do, and it's difficult enough, first of all, to just be in high school and to deal with being this age for a lot of different reasons. And when you're this age, you like to try as many new things as possible and figure out what you really love. And I think all of us agree that we all do love music, but there are many other things we like to do. So when you find something like music that you love, though, you would like to spend as much time with it as possible, so you have to sacrifice those Friday nights.
Teenage musicians certainly have to learn a lot about sacrifice, but the reward is so worth it, to be able to make music with your friends. Up next, we're going to revisit a chamber ensemble that appeared on From the Top in the fall of 2012 after winning first prize in the junior division of the Fischoff competition. This is Quartet Stracciatella performing the fourth movement of String Quartet No. 2 by Leos Janacek. You just heard the fourth movement from Leos Janacek's String Quartet No. 2, performed by Quartet Stracciatella. Violinists Erica Gray and Hyun-Jae Lim, violist Stephanie Block, and cellist Johannes Gray. Do you want to get a behind-the-scenes look at the making of From the Top? This season, From the Top is recording in studios around the country. We'll be visiting New York, Boston, Austin, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. And we're giving some lucky folks guest passes to watch our recording sessions in action. Visit fromthetop.org/beourguest to sign up and learn more.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need, jkcf.org. From BritBox with Payback, a new original crime thriller from the creator of Line of Duty and Bodyguard, starring Grantchester's Morven Christie and Ozark's Peter Mullen, streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
Up next, we'll meet the group who won first prize in the junior wind division of the Fischoff Celebratory 50th Chamber Music Competition, the Incendio Saxophone Trio. And with a name like Incendio, this group is a furnace of passion. They really bring the fire, not just to their music, but to everything they do. Incendio, welcome to From the Top. We have all three members of the Incendio Trio here. It's so great to have you. Why don't you all go around and just say your names for a quick second?
Sure. I will start. My name is Alex Prochilo.
My name is Zachary Solomon.
And my name is Emma Phillips.
All three of you are saxophonists. We have soprano, alto, and barry all represented. Emma, what are we going to hear from the three of you right now?
Today you are going to be hearing Crankshaft. This was a piece composed by Robbie McCarthy. And basically the storyline of it is it's about a car that's been broken down and it's going through a journey of traveling, and eventually towards the end it'll build back up. And you'll hear that over the piece.
Anything that we should be listening for technically or musically speaking as we dive into this performance?
I think one of the things musically that makes this piece pretty unique is just the contrast within it. It's not written into separate movements, but it almost has that feel to it. It starts off very lively, very energetic, and then in the middle, it takes a very different approach. It's very slow and lyrical
and
very soloistic too. Mm. And then at the end, it builds back up and gains that energy that I had at the beginning.
Nice. Well, whenever you're ready, why don't you take it from the top? Thank you. You heard Crankshaft by Robbie McCarthy, arranged by Matt Fowler, performed by the Incendio Saxophone Trio, all 18-year-olds from Chicago, Illinois. Alexandro Procello on soprano, Zachary Solomon on alto, and Emma Phillips on the Barry Sax. That very exciting performance, of course, was live at the Fischoff Chamber Music Competition in the final round. And that performance won all of you the gold medal in the junior win category. Congratulations. It's such a huge accomplishment. And I can see why. You were so tight, all of you. The chamber music playing was so in sync. I want to know about the origins of your trio. The group started with just Alex and Zach and another member, right? But my understanding is that when Emma joined, she brought some balance to the force, if you will. What was it about Emma joining the group that seemed to just make things lock in? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, having Emma join our trio was definitely the best change that we had. She was just killing it on Barry. She started off playing the alto just in concert band and jazz band in her high school, and then trio was her first experience playing on the Barry sax. And you know, going into it, Zach and I were a little like curious on how that would be, just given that she had no experience playing the instrument beforehand. But I mean, we showed up to the first rehearsal and we heard her sound and just like the power that she played with. And it was amazing. Right away, we knew that we had something special going on.
In the very beginning, I was really shy around them because I knew they were very good. So I was like, oh, I can't go in making any mistakes. And then, I mean, they were so welcoming. So it got way more comfortable in the end.
Clearly, the three of you, you know, your friends, you mesh not just musically, but personally. And that's a huge part of chamber music. It's what I love about chamber music is just that social interaction, both on and off the stage. You know, when I was the age of the three of you, I actually went to the Fischoff Chamber Music Competition myself twice in my teenage years, never advanced nearly as far as the three of you did. But, you know, I didn't care. I just remember that being one of the most fun experiences of my entire high school music career. What was it like for the three of you?
The experience itself was just something that words
magical.
Can't describe. Fischoff is a competition, but the performances themselves were just kind of a showcase of the art and the work that we put in and gave us the final product and somewhere to showcase that work. The people that we were surrounded by were so welcoming and so supportive in every single way. The judging panel, I remember specifically after the award ceremony, they came up to us and just talked and had conversations about how inspiring we were to them. And that was really meaningful too. I think all three of us.
And even though it was a competition, we were competing against the other members. We were all really, really close. Like I know the Plexus Quartet, our first year, literally right after our final performance, we went out and we got pizza with them before the awards announcements. It is a competition, but we're all there for the same reason. And I feel like it's really important that you bond with your competitors.
That's not fraternizing with the enemy. That's just like hanging out.
Yeah.
So here you are. You've won this gold medal and now you're heading off to college. And I think it's kind of interesting because now that I think about it, the performance we just heard of the three of you playing, that may have been your final performance as a trio. I mean, your curtain call, if you will, before heading off to college. Would one of you speak to like what was going through your mind or in your heart either while you were out there or right before you walked on, or maybe right after you walked off the stage? Like, what were you thinking? What were you feeling?
I think all of us knew in our hearts in that moment that it would be one of the last, if not the very last time that we were playing together. I remember backstage, I was like, all right, guys, this is it. Let's just leave it all out on the stage. We have nothing to lose. Just have fun and play your hearts out. And yeah, I think then we all came together and we delivered one of the most stellar performances I think we've ever given.
I believe we ended with Crankshaft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that piece is like our comfort piece, you know, so ending with that and then getting to bow for all those people who were cheering for us, it was truly an amazing experience.
Man, you guys are like, I'm getting emotional, honestly, like hearing you talk about this, because I remember being there myself at the Fish Off as a teenager, and so clearly I just remember the excitement and the thrill of being part of that national stage, being right next to your closest friends, making music together. And I can tell you from experience that you will carry that memory like really forever.
Of course.
So it's just great. Just cherish it. And hey, thanks for being with us today, for sharing your performance with us. And I wish you all just nothing but joy as you head off to college.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
The Incendio Saxophone Trio, gold medalists from the Junior Wind Division of the Fish Off Celebratory 50th Chamber Music Competition. 18-year-olds from Chicago, Illinois, Alexander Porchilo, Zachary Solomon, and Emma Phillips. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. Coming up, we're going to continue journeying through our archive of Fish Off competition winners, and I'm going to sit down with the group that won first prize in the Junior String Division of the 50th Anniversary Fish Off Competition. It's a group that prepared for the competition while all living in four different states, and I'm not even remotely kidding. Coming up next on From the Top. You're listening to From the Top, and I'm pianist Peter Dugan. Did you know that From the Top posts short, beautiful videos of our young musicians every day? The series is called Daily Joy. Treat yourself to youthful inspiration daily. Sign up at fromthetop.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, offering visitors information about the arts, culture, and history of Boston. The journey begins at visitma.com. From Dignity Memorial, dedicated to celebrating each life with compassion and attention to detail, they help to plan life celebrations now so families don't have to later. Learn more at dignitymemorial.com. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
This is From the Top, where outstanding young musicians come to play. I'm your host, pianist Peter Dugan. I'm so pleased to be here with you this week and every week, thanks to the generosity of Susan and Gerald Slavitt. All show long, we've been hearing music performed by participants in the Fish Off Chamber Music Competition. As we celebrate 50 years of this incredible organization, we're thinking about the deep connection, the boundless creative expression, and the unshakable love for chamber music that brings us together. All of the musicians you're hearing from today won big at Fish Off. But surprisingly, for most of these groups, winning was one of the last things on their minds. Like for Trio Adonais, who appeared on our program in 2015. The trio members, violinist Sammy Andonian, cellist Mari Nagahara, and pianist John Gibson, talked about keeping a positive attitude and giving the music what it deserves when they were on the show. Fortunately for us, back in 2015, we were able to capture some of their thoughts and feelings just before they took the stage for the final round. Here's the then 17-year-old violinist, Sammy Andonian.
Well, one thing that I was thinking about is that often as a high schooler, when you're in a chamber group, you usually see your group once, twice a week for a couple of hours in the coaching, in the rehearsal. Nothing, I know college groups, you probably spend a lot more time together, but we just see each other during the year, Friday for a couple of hours and Saturday for the coaching. So I think for us to be spending all day together, traveling, eating, talking, resting, doing anything, it's really brought us really close together. And I think, especially for our group, because we all do get along, the closer and closer we're getting, the more intimate the chamber music making has become. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're really trying to come here with a positive attitude and really just come here to play our best, because in the end, that's really all you can do. Mm-hmm. And so I think having that energy and really just giving the music what it deserves, bring the music to life, all that kind of stuff, and being on this beautiful stage in the amazing hall and having this audience and this like really nice support system being recognized, it was just like a really special moment. And I think we all really wanted to take advantage of it.
Let's hear the music that earned them a silver medal at the Fischhoff Chamber Music Competition in 2015. This is Soliloquy by Shulamit Ron, performed by Trio Adonais. That was Trio Adonais performing Soliloquy by Shulamit Ron. Such evocative playing of that music, which is just haunting and unsettling, but handled so beautifully by that teenage piano trio. We're going to switch gears and switch instruments now to a legacy group that has had various iterations of the ensemble appear on From the Top over the years, a chamber ensemble comprised of high school-aged trombonists from the Merritt School of Music in Chicago called the Bone Rangers. They placed third at Fischoff in 2019 and were awarded the American Brass Quintet Brass Ensemble Prize in 2023. Here is Canzona by Biagio Marini, performed by the Bone Rangers. That was Canzona by Biagio Marini, performed by the 2019 edition of The Bone Rangers, Carl Kirkpatrick, Omar Tlatelpa Nieto, Jonah Blake, and Rafael Noriega Jr., out of the Merritt School of Music in Chicago. The Bone Rangers placed third in the Junior Wind Division of the Fischoff Chamber Music Competition in 2019 and were awarded the American Brass Quintet Brass Ensemble Prize in 2023. Let's meet the group that claimed the first prize in the junior string division at Fischoff's 50th annual chamber music competition in 2023, the FAMA String Quartet, a group of four insightful young musicians who prepared for the competition all while living in separate states. Sitting with this group and hearing them describe their love of chamber music reminded me what it's all about and what the Fischoff is all about, so let's go meet them now. Here's the FAMA Quartet. FAMA Quartet is assembled. We got Ella Julie Kim, Jasper Sewell, and Ari Peraza-Webb. We are going to be hearing a recording from your gold medal-winning performance at the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition. What piece are we going to hear?
The Debussy String Quartet, Opus 10, First Movement.
I love this piece so much. Before we listen to it, can someone recreate what was going through your head or through your heart as you started to perform this piece on that national stage?
I guess, like, it was a rush of emotions. We didn't even know we were going to get to the finals. All of us were just connected on that stage, and I feel like that was our biggest moment together. Mm. And I feel like as we played, our friendship was more closely bonded. It was really meaningful.
We are going to be hearing the first movement of Claude Debussy's String Quartet in G minor, performed by the FAMA Quartet.
Thank you.
The first movement of Claude Debussy's string quartet in G minor, performed by the Fama Quartet, who were gold medalists in the junior string division of the Fischhoff's 50th annual chamber music competition. The Fama Quartet is made up of 17-year-old violinists Ella and Julie Kim from northern New Jersey, 18-year-old violist Jasper Sewell from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and 18-year-old cellist Ari Peraza-Webb from Cincinnati, Ohio. That performance you heard was recorded live during their final round. It was their gold medal winning performance. I'm here with them now. Just loved hearing that performance. It's obvious why you won, because that was just stunning. And I've always loved the Debussy Quartet. Just, it's always been a favorite of mine. I thought you all captured the range of color really beautifully. The use of vibrato was so intentional and thoughtful and evocative. Really well done, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As I was introducing each of you, our listeners may have noticed you're not all from the same place. In fact, you're from different states. I mean, all four of you, you don't all live in the same place. You managed to come together to create this quartet, and then you won first prize at the Fischhoff competition. Have you all taken a moment to reflect on what that says about how powerful your bond is as a group? Because, I mean, most of the groups competing there, they're meeting every single week, sometimes multiple times a week. It's a really intensive preparation process.
Well, I guess none of us really expected this. And the only time we really got to rehearse for Fischhoff was the initial recording that we had during Thanksgiving break and a few days before the actual competition. So we didn't have super high hopes, but it feels really unreal that we were able to win the gold prize of the junior string division. And I'm really grateful to all of my group mates, my really close friends, for gathering and agreeing to tackle on this challenge of getting together and creating such wonderful music.
Talk to me a little bit about the competition. You know, you're getting ready to go on stage. Any kind of rituals or I remember when I was at a competition with a friend of mine is in a duo, we had like this secret handshake we would do a moment before we walked on stage. Do you have anything like that as a group?
This is Julie. I wouldn't call what I'm about to say a ritual maybe, but like on stage, we kind of think of this like crystal ball, like in the middle of our group. And like we kind of focus all of our energy into that one ball.
Someone told us at one point during one of our coachings that the Guarneri Quartet, when they performed, they would almost sense this fifth presence. And that was the voice of their quartet. It is similar to what they were describing.
I think what it really helped with was finding that central sound that's like not, well, it's like coming from us individually, but then it's more importantly coming from just the center and it's going out. Which it seems like with quartet, it's especially hard to do that.
I have to say, hearing you talk about this presence in the middle of the four of you on stage, it gave me goosebumps as you described that. Because, you know, having played chamber music my whole life, I know that feeling so well of sensing this energy, this collective energy that's there. And I love, Julia, you called it a crystal ball. Great, great to hear you describe it that way. Shout out to our friends at the Fischhoff, because clearly they're doing something different than the typical competition. And it's great that they were able to create this environment where someone like yourself could have this rewarding experience there. What's interesting to me, we've been hearing from chamber music groups, of course, this whole episode, and that balance between friendship outside of the music, but also the serious, deep commitment to the music itself. You know, I find that really interesting. And what happened with all of you is it sort of started in one area, right? It started very much with music. And then you all ended up growing close through the music. And I just think that's a great narrative and a great reason for everyone to go out there and
form a chamber group. I want to say thank you to all four of you for being with us today. This has been so much fun, and thank you all for spending time with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You heard from the FAMA Quartet, gold medal winners of the Junior String Division of the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition in 2023, Ella Julie Kim, Jasper Sewell, and Ari Peraza-Webb. I've really loved getting to know these musicians today, and it certainly brought me back to my teenage years when I competed at the Fischhoff Chamber Music Competition, and although I didn't win any prizes, I certainly had the time of my life making music with my friends and growing as an artist. The Fischhoff continues to inspire lives through breathtaking performances, and I hope you all are feeling that today. Thanks to our young musicians, thanks to you for tuning in, and thanks to the Fischhoff. To take us out of the program, music performed by the Favril Piano Quartet, Fischhoff competition winners back in 2001. They are violinist Russ Stewart, violist Lauren Chipman, cellist Deanna Talens, and pianist Christopher Falzone. We'll hear them perform the final movement, the Rondo alla Zingarese, from Johannes Brahms' Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor. I'm Peter Dugan. Thank you so much for being with us. Please join me next week, and we'll take it from the top.
From the Top is produced by Megan Swan and Dave Norville. Sound design and music editing by John Escobar, with editing and mastering by Rodrigo Cuenca. Our production manager is Amanda Roth. The members of the Versailles Quintet you heard at the top of the program were violist Rosie Armbrust, cellist Anna Burden, and violinists Eunice Keem and Karen Kim, with pianist Stephanie Nillis. A special thank you to the Jack Kent Cook Foundation for their support of our young musicians. From the Top's executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. If you'd like to appear on our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Massachusetts Cultural Council, a state agency connecting young people with the arts in schools and in their communities. Learn more at massculturalcouncil.org. From the Walton Family Foundation, working to solve social and environmental problems to improve lives today and benefit future generations. More information at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. You know, while From the Top is distributed by NPR, it isn't owned by NPR. It's an independent nonprofit, and so we have to do our own fundraising to make it happen. Please consider making a donation to our ongoing entertainment and education programs at fromthetop.org.
Pro-Palestinian protests have popped up on college campuses across the country. But from the eyes of students, what are we missing?
From the outside, these protests are painted as really violent when that couldn't be further from the truth.
I'm Brittany Luce, host of NPR's It's Been a Minute, and I'm inviting you to hear from student journalists who see what the rest of us cannot. On It's Been a Minute from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.